Welcome to Historic Hole. My name is David, and as always, I'm joined by Kevin.
Wow, I'm official now. Welcome.
Welcome. Yeah, Kevin's here, and it's funny because it's the second time he's been here, and I said always, which is not true.
Well, I've been here four times, actually, I think. I'm, like, basically a regular. I think I might have broke the record so far.
But you earned the title of always.
Oh, hell yeah. I'm official now.
Yeah.
That official. Blue check mark. I want that. What is it, like, $60 to get a blue check mark?
60?
Yeah, you owe me now.
It's going to be 2,000. Apparently.
Apparently,
Twitter employees were selling that for $15,000.
$15,000?
They were selling blue check marks for $15,000.
So what is it, just now a flex that you can afford it?
Well, this is apparently before Elon acquired it.
Oh, that's what they were doing before. Damn, so Elon's not even... Oh, wow, that's some fuck... Why aren't people talking about that? Like, why'd he do all this?
I think this just dropped today. I just learned about it.
Oh, holy shit. Big honestly, news. I was thinking... I've heard a lot of mixed things about Twitter since Elon's been on there. Like, I feel like I've heard that people have been, like, trying to, like... test like the censor limits of Twitter by just like posting a bunch of shit and just like general overwhelmment. Yeah. But he's doing pretty okay, honestly. I bet, for like a billionaire.
So the thing is, though, it's like, it's interesting. Is I think he was mainly talking about in terms of free speech when he's like, free speech, hey, it's not legal on Twitter, all that.
Yeah.
I think he mainly just talked about like not suppressing stories like, you know, the Hunter Biden laptop story that the New York Post got censored in the 2020 election for.
He wants to be like separate from like corporational influence kind of thing.
Yeah, he is like, you know, I don't want to be doing that kind of stuff. And also too with all the vaccine stuff and like during COVID, like all the COVID disinformation stuff, like,
yeah.
You know, I think that's kind of what his thing was like, you know, he just had a problem with people getting kind of censored or like deplatformed for questioning sort of official policy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, honestly, seemed to be happening in some of those cases. You know, whether or not you think that's a good idea, I mean, it's a different story, but like the whole concept now, I see people trying to kind of push the test the limits, like what you're saying, is they're trying to like...
Well, they're literally just throwing in a bunch of words just to like,
racial slurs, and then on top of that, they're also like... they're also trying to like pretend to be Elon Musk. So they'll change himself, their account to be his profile picture.
Interesting. I like kind of like that version better.
And then, but they're doing it
like
with
imagine like a Twitter where it's all just Elon Musk profiles talking to each other, and everybody's anonymous, but it's just Elon Musk.
Well, what's interesting though is people are doing that, and like, you know, obviously to sort of parody and like make fun of him. I can understand it, but I'm pretty sure it's under the content moderation policy that you can't impersonate people like that.
Oh, yeah. No, that's definitely, like, a big thing.
Because they're doing it with verified accounts.
Oh, damn. So they bought it. They bought into it just to fucking
troll. They have the check already.
Okay.
And so then they're
just changing all their shit to fuck with them. Yeah. Okay.
And I'm pretty sure that's against the policy.
Well, what are they going to do about it?
And like, so there are people are saying, oh, and so the accounts are getting suspended when they do that. And they're like, oh, well, it's not free speech. He'll suspend people for making fun of him. It's like, well, you're kind of, you see what you're doing.
You fucked up by like not reading the rules to really test out what you wanted to test out. Because he's just getting you on a technicality.
Well, exactly. Like,
you fucked up.
But see, I think, no, they're trying to get suspended and then play the victim.
But if you're going
to
play the victim,
everyone's trying to sort of do that.
You have to have a good... You can't just be like, oh, I got hit. It's like, why does he have a black eye? It's like, oh, because I punched him at first.
Oh,
it's like, yeah, no, you have to like hide your trail if you're really trying to get him.
Yeah, I mean, but that's the thing, though. It's just like people are going to get banned if you do it. Like,
I'm also not at all for like deplatforming or shit like that. I know. I feel like everything is just like going towards this trend of like... Well, the best example I can give, I like saw on Instagram this like video of like this guy filming his cousin get into a Mets game because he was like wearing security jackets and shit. So he was just like sweeping and he just like walked in. And I was like, oh, that's beautiful. But it's like all the comments were like, oh yeah, your cousin's definitely gonna get caught or like blah blah blah. It's like everybody's like everybody like has like the snitch mentality already, like on deck. It's like you can't even like just enjoy it. You're like, you know, someone's just gonna ruin it for. Well, I think it's just a lot of trolls, but it's like, damn, you can't even do you can't even do anything without people like calling people up for you,
like looking into it, trying to dox you and shit.
Doxing's a crazy concept too.
Well, I mean, I think that's kind of part, but like, and I think you're right though. It's like the whole like snitch mentality, like.
Like, how did we get here? Yeah. It used to just be cool.
Yeah.
And now it's just like shit.
Well, yeah, I think that's kind of part of it. It's like, it's weird. It's a weird thing going on where, you know, you always kind of, things are always sort of framed in media and other places in that sort of like, well, one side's good and one side's bad, right? Like, well, obviously, like, this side's good and that side's bad, right?
Yeah.
But, like, you start to realize that it's, like, people on the two sides that you start to see, it's, like, having different, they like these different flavors of the same thing.
Yeah, like, it's, like, Sprite using authority. Plus, like, Sprite.
They both, like, forcing you to do things, but just different things. In just, you know what I mean, in just different ways.
See, the problem is,
but I'm still being like, forced to do something or forced to, like,
and they always like intersect like, with like, should I agree with and should I absolutely hate about it? And like, there's never like a perfect like matchup with shit like that. It's like, you always have to make the compromise. It's like, okay, I'll go with these guys even though they like hate blah 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 or like shit. Like, I just, because it's like a value of like, oh shit, like, I guess like, what do I care about the most, because I gotta sacrifice some shit. That's like what kind of they force you into.
Yeah, well, no, and I think there's like when it really is worrisome is, you know, people, or there's the groups of people that are just totally unskeptical of what their side is saying, and a lot of times you see this language being deployed where it's like, oh, we're protecting freedom and democracy, it's about safety and security, you know, and there's, that's what, you know, fucking fascists always use.
Safety and security.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a, always their excuse for using force and being overly paranoid and suspicious of people.
Well,
and you saw it around 9/11.
It's like a fragile society, though. Like, it really does not take much for it all to, like, start to spiral. Like, literally, like, I mean, the pandemic was definitely bad, like, worldwide. But, like, it literally almost, like, destroyed America. Like, if it went as, like, extreme as it was, like, for longer, like, all this shit was fucked up. It really didn't take that much.
No, for
it
sure.
It was, like, it's fragile as fuck. I'm sure they're, like, hella, like, invested in that shit.
Well, that's the whole thing. That's why the shutdowns were just, like, so like, it was just insane, I thought, how they would just shut everything down. I was
well,
like,
it's better to have, for them, it's, like, they can always make their money back, but if people start dying, like, they're not even thinking about it from a wealth, like, the benefit of the people. It's like, well, we can replace businesses, we can't replace people as easy.
Well, you know, but the whole thing, though, was, like, the whole thing that happened was they had the government, like, major corporations basically got the government to shut down all their small business competition.
Oh, damn, I didn't even think about that. Wait, is this real? Is this real? Or is it, like...
Don't you remember that?
No, that's... Wait, who was...
Only, like, certain stores could be open then. Remember,
that's
it was,
true,
like,
yeah.
Only, like, Home Depot or, like, only... You know,
like, the big corporations.
Only the
that
big
could, like,
fucking businesses. Like, all the small ones had to... Everybody had to... Remember, 2 weeks, everyone... All the PPE loans, all the stuff everyone was applying for. You know, it's like, don't fire people. Keep your people on payroll, but you can't be open. You can't be open making money.
It's like, we'll pay you back.
We'll pay you all back. Yeah. Yeah, remember all these loans and people are applying for them. And then all these, you find all this controversy about like all the big businesses getting the PPE loans. And
well,
they're the ones that are open.
They should making money. Because I heard that like from the PPE loans, like people, they're getting back at those people who like posted the shit that like, oh, I just got my PPE. And they're like, just have bundles of cash, just like flexing some shit. And they like use it to like buy a car or something. Like apparently like the IRS just like try to like clap back at all those people. But I'm wondering if they're ever gonna hit up like Walmart being like, did you really need this? It's like,
well, yeah, right. No, I don't think so.
They have like corporate protection at this point. And
oh, exactly. Well, that's the whole thing that's stupid about it. It's like, people don't think about it in those terms. It's just like, there's a reason why what they're trying to do, and people are going to act like, oh, well, that's just like a conspiracy theory. It's like, no, it's a concerted,
no, it's, like real
it's definitely a concerted
consequences.
Effort. a lot of power has been consolidated. Corporate power has been consolidated into a lot of into a small amount of hands, like a very small amount of people, basically enough to fit into a fucking group chat that could like basically.
No, that's really real, because it's like now the person that like the place you went to get like your wood, your flowers, like these were separate people. It's like your clothes, like your food, but now you just go to Walmart, you grab it all like for super cheap, like everybody's paid terribly. You just go home and just continue the cycle.
And so, you know, you think about, you know, the way a lot of things are going, like corporations buying up everything.
Well, because they want more employees.
You know,
I feel
Amazon
like also
grows
it's
huge.
Like,
Amazon ships out all this stuff, you know, and so people are at home, you know, you don't even have to leave anymore. All the shipping stuff becomes more relevant. You don't even have to have employees in stores. You know, it's like you can see how like a lot of the stuff they were trying to almost like stress test or like and they're also just sort of testing out a shift in commerce and like systems, and so which would largely, you know, exclude like. Discourage going out into patronizing local stuff, you know, if you can just have stuff just kind of delivered to you.
Well, I heard something, I forgot where it was from, so if it's something horrible, I apologize. I listen to a lot of shit. I don't necessarily agree with it all, but I heard something that was like, well, like the best, like how people really expanded back in the day was like through like land, like you had to like conquer progress. And now with like technology, like it's like more of like an inward expansion towards like attention and shit like that.
Yeah, exactly.
And like now they're just like really trying to like basically like own your minds. Yeah, yeah. All the attention that you have, like your first, like where you go, where you eat, like they want to like have a hand in everything you do kind of shit. And it's like, fuck, man, I can't even like, that's just like scary to think about. Cause it's like, whether you like think it's like a conspiracy theory or not, you can like see evidence of like all these Walmarts and shit popping up. Like I'm not trying to out where we're actually, I'm gonna skip that. I was gonna say something like where we're at, but like there's like a mall that I like grew up around and in Virginia, and literally as I grew up I saw all this shit pop up around it. Like I literally couldn't even just like, it used to just be farms. Like there was like a place where it was just like cows I would see every day.
Yeah.
And now it's like literally like a fucking Red Lobster or some shit.
Yeah, like strip mall.
And it's like, what the fuck happened over here? It's like, and shit like that's just how it goes. Cause it's like,
yeah.
Now you just throw up all these like things you see all what's the point? Like, I don't understand the point of having multiple of the same restaurants everywhere you go. Like what is the benefit of that? Is it just security? It's like, oh, I know it's going to be the same wherever I go. Like, why would anybody want that? Like, why would you not, like, want to try something new, depending on location?
Yeah, well, I mean, there's that... That is exactly... I mean, right. I mean...
like, if I went to India and I only went to McDonald's, I'd be like, what the fuck?
That's part of... Well, that's kind of what Ray Kroc's whole thing was. The guy who started McDonald's... Well, it wasn't him. It was, like, so you had the McDonald brothers, I think, that started the restaurant. Mm-hmm. Ray Kroc basically went into business with them and, like, kind of found a way to get the business from them.
Oh yeah, I saw that whole documentary. So, like they literally like basically stole it from, well, not stole it, but like
he used business tactics to
he like fucking Birdman them. Like he just fucking got him. He got him good.
Yeah, so what he did though, his whole philosophy was he wanted the quality to be the same everywhere he went. Every McDonald's, he wanted it to be the same, you know. Yeah. So, you know, there was no, oh, I went to this McDonald's and that wasn't very good, but this McDonald's was really, you know, he wanted them all to be serving the
like
same quality.
Yeah.
So you could get the burger you got in New York, the same one you got in LA. It was like the whole concept. And so what you're saying there, it's like, yeah, that's for what that is. Like that's,
I feel like it's like programming in a sense. It's like,
it's a corporate expansion sort of concept. And yeah, I mean, if you, the way you beat it, is, and this has always been my philosophy on everything, is education. But you know, people, everyone has their differing opinions on it. A lot of people think that, you know, there's just no hope for that, you know, people, because when you say education, that means different things to different people. Some people literally, in their minds, think that means just indoctrination.
Well, I feel like education isn't even like a sign of like intelligent, like gained intelligence. Like some people get educated in things that they no longer like utilize. I don't know. Education's a very, I think it's important for everybody to be educated because it gives you more options, lets you think.
Well, it gives you tools. The whole thing is, it
gives you the tools. Yeah, that's
what education actually is. What people think education means is regurgitating the right opinions. What education actually is having mental tools to parse information.
It gives you the means to
understand,
like
hold multiple ideas in your head at the same time, weigh certain things, sort of look at like logic. Like that's what education means. Is yeah. It gives you mental tools to navigate, like,
embrace the world,
information.
Yeah.
Because
it's important, because like there's some things you just would not know without like being,
or you
able
would even
to,
be
like,
able to understand,
yeah,
or
without like further knowledge from someone else,
and being able to abstract, you know, certain things out and be like, okay, well, like let me try to understand a certain thing without like adopting it or believing it. You know, there are some things, I think there are some like sort of mental tools that are just helpful to, you know, get you to certain places, like spiritually, in a sense, you know. Mm. What I mean, so it takes you out of yourself,
well,
in your ego, because sometimes people get so trapped in, you know,
yeah,
what they are seeing around them in the concrete, you know, the ability to abstract and think about something that's not necessarily right in
go
front of you,
beyond like the things
is
that, like,
something that I think can help connect us to stuff that, like you're saying, like, yeah, beyond what we can necessarily see physically, because there's all sorts of feelings and shit and emotions,
well,
that we have that
are, well, the thing is about like humans though, everything used to just be like a verbal culture, and I feel like even though education is great, there's a huge difference from like reading a book and talking to the person who wrote it, like always. And I feel like how we used to like really progress steadily was like we had to talk to each other. It was like constant, like ideas flowing, kind of shit. It was like there. I feel like there's there's like a current that gets passed between humans when they like talk, like folklore. That's how we like actually had history. Most, like a lot of people weren't educated. It was like literally just like you learn not to go to the river because of the dog that drowned story, kind of shit.
Yeah,
and it's like shit that, and it's like
well, they
we like lose. Well, because it was, like, person to person, like, you actually, like, gain, like, real knowledge, but now we're getting a lot of shit from, like, external sources. It's like, this is what you should be knowing, instead of, like, this is what's kept us alive forever kind of shit.
Well, I think, you know, they always break it down into two types. The knowledge is two types of things. You have, like, this sort of the book learning. You have stuff that is information that is, like, kind of you can
like
be
stats,
passed
statistics
on.
And, like,
and then you have
trends.
Experience.
Yeah.
The stuff that you learn,
well, it's like
through,
subjective truth, I guess, yeah.
Through your life, where it's like, so, you know, like doing certain things, physical things, like, you know, you get used to certain stuff in routines and habits, physical habits.
Yeah.
That's your experience. Then, you know, that's not necessarily stuff you can learn from a book. You know, that's not stuff that is necessarily informational, right? Like, it's like some muscle memory in some cases. And so those are the two types of like knowledge, like, you know, you can kind of break things down into is like information and then experience,
like, and tactile and physical, or
you know, it's things that you learn that you can't necessarily, you know, you can probably explain in words, but it doesn't make somebody give you them the ability to do what you can do.
No, you have to actually, I feel like you have to do things in order to,
there's
be
certain
able
things
to do
you have
them.
To
yeah,
just
you
do
have to do it, yeah,
to be, you know, to gain the experience, and like that's just what it is.
Do you think we have as many masterclass people like doing things as we used to, or do people kind of like,
well, it expands,
split their time?
There's more people than ever, and I mean, the more people there are in the way technology goes, the more availability of technology, the more people are doing creative stuff. I do think, you
but
know,
I mean,
you
like,
get more creative people and more things start to progress a lot faster because everyone's trying to one-up each other, and it's always that competitive.
You have exposure to shit that you would never have seen, kind of shit, yeah. That's a good point.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of acceleration at a certain point, but
like a renaissance of, in a,
you need to speak
renaissance
right
in a way. Yeah. I like lean so far away from
What the hell are you doing?
I was stretching.
Yeah.
Interesting though.
So we just spent like 20 minutes talking about whatever. we are going to talk about Halloween.
Oh, we still can, honestly.
It's Halloween, the history of Halloween.
Yeah, Halloween was a couple of days ago, not to date when we record this.
Yeah, it was a week ago, probably, when this
came out. Well, you didn't have to say all that, but yeah, it was good. I went as a mermaid man to one costume party, and I went to a rave. Also, yeah, it was nice. It was my first rave really ever, and I wish I took drugs. Better ones, I guess. Yeah, it was a good time. That was really just
what kind of music were they playing?
Like wow kind of shit.
So okay.
Yeah, no words or anything.
You don't have any genre. You can't.
I really can't differentiate house and like the other styles just yet.
Okay.
Yeah.
Kai.
Gotcha. It was a little grimy. Yeah, but it was
grimy.
It was my first rave. You can't.
So really like happy hardcore.
Yeah, that's kind of what it felt like. It kind of felt like the best way I can describe do you know that? Do you know that Samurai Jack episode it's a Samurai Jack episode. Go watch it. And these teens are like traveling through the woods to go to like this warehouse, and it's just like, well, it's like this. I'm not gonna ruin the plot, but there's like a rave thing, and like that song is so crazy.
I assure you, you can go ahead and ruin the plot.
Well, it's a bad guy, and he just kidnaps teens. It's all about.
Oh no!
Wow,
not this guy.
No, right?
Kidnapping teens? No way.
Yeah, don't even bother watching it now.
Damn, that sucks. Hopefully they got out of it.
Well, yeah, he's Samurai. He's Samurai Jack. Yeah, always. He helps people.
Yeah, he's a helpful dude. So Halloween, and we're talking about the history of Halloween, the John Carpenter film series. This is a film podcast, man.
It's come a long way since like the olden days, I'm sure, right? Like, I don't think people were talking about people murdering each other during Halloween as like their ritual.
Oh, the original Halloween? Mean like the 1979?
Yeah, classic.
So the history, we're on Wikipedia. Christian origins and historic customs.
Interesting. Okay. Mm.
So Halloween is thought to have influences from Christian beliefs and practices.
Oh, well, that's like the opposite of what I thought.
I'm pretty sure I knew this. Just to flex on you, Kevin. So,
I don't know a lot. I don't know if you people know that.
But the English word Halloween comes from All Hallows' Eve, being the evening before the Christian holy days of All Hallows' Day, All Saints' Day, in parentheses. On the 1st of November, All Souls' Day on the 2nd of November. Since the time of the early church, major feasts in Christianity, such as Christmas, Easter, and Pentecost, had vigils that began the night before, as did the Feast of All Hallows.
All Hallowed. What does hallowed mean? Like, hallowed be thy name? Like, is that just like, I feel like it just means pure, but like not pure. I don't know. I feel like it's a weird, like ascended. What does hallowed mean?
It means honor is holy.
What does that mean?
A saint or a holy person. I mean, honor it just means holy.
Okay. It just means holy. Hallowed. Okay. So like glowing.
All holy. It's like all holy Eve. Just think of it as it's a hallowed Eve. It's a holy Eve.
Interesting. So we're like protected. To be had on that Eve. That's not what that's about, man.
No.
Okay. Interesting. So it was basically meant to celebrate saints. Did people dress up? Like, what did they do back then? They just had, you said they had pumpkins.
Well, and if you let me continue.
Hey.
So,
okay.
Let's I'll read ahead and see if we can find out any more information here.
Do they have sweets? I want to know about that.
So do we want the explanation of like what this day's about, like what the Hallows Day and all that bullshit, or do we just want to go to what they did back in the day? Because I can try and find that, but
let's start with what they did back in the day.
Let's see what this next sentence is. These 3 days are collectively called All Hallowtide.
Which 3 days?
The ones that we went through. All Hallows Eve, All Hallows Day, and All Souls Day.
Oh, okay. These are all the same day, right?
No, they're 3 days.
Wait, like, what is, like, the physical calendar date? Like, the...
The 31st, the November 1st, and then the...
Oh, it tips into the next month.
November 2nd.
Interesting, okay.
So these 3 days are collectively called All Hallowtide and are a time when Western Christians honor all saints and pray for recently departed souls who have yet to reach heaven. So I guess souls are just kind of like on their way, like flying to heaven.
Hey,
like,
it's a long way away. Yeah, you know.
Like a jetpack.
They just get like slingshotted straight up.
But yeah, it takes some time to get there. I wonder how, what the, I wonder if they get a little like a screen like you do on the airplane where it tells you where you're
just in a chair. And just, there's probably a really long line once you get up there.
It's of course.
They have to like tell you about your life and what you have to like.
Especially
realize
with COVID
and
shit, there's probably the lines probably.
The, dude, that's horrible. That's horrible. I've always wondered
I'm
if
sorry.
Well,
rest in power.
Okay, so. It was a holy. It was a day to celebrate the people that came back. That's actually kind of nice.
Well, it was a day. Well, it was a day. Yeah, to
celebrate. Not celebrate.
It
but
was
yeah,
a
celebrate.
Day for saints. To be like, hey, I love saints.
They go marching in, you know. When the saints.
So apparently, there's a lot of people that claim it was their idea first. You know, like as this is, you know, typical.
Yeah,
like, oh yeah, we did that. We were doing that way before they were.
So I have a question. Did Christians celebrate this, or like when did it become like anti-Christian?
It's well, not that I don't feel think like it Christians, ever became anti-Christian.
Well, maybe that was a little bit too far, but I feel like I feel like it's like taking like a darker turn. It's like more just like normal people's shit than like religious.
Where does the weird shit come in?
Yeah, where does this like fall apart from this?
So
like,
I
nice
scroll
ceremony?
Down and I find
like, when do people stop doing that?
Gaelic folk influence. So today's Halloween customs are thought to have been influenced by folk customs and beliefs from the Celtic speaking countries, some of which are believed to have pagan roots. Jack Santino, a folklorist, writes There was throughout Ireland an uneasy truce existing between customs and beliefs associated with Christianity and those associated with religions that were Irish before Christianity arrived. The origins of Halloween customs are typically linked to the Gaelic festival Samhain. And Rhaegar joins us. He used to be a part of the podcast. We used to have a camera.
Hey, what up, Rhaegar? You
specifically
want to say something
on Rhaegar. He's probably just going to whine at us and then want to leave.
Oh, well, yeah. He's definitely going to
leave. Like his usual damn dog. Sorry, folks. I know you're probably like you're like all interested in Halloween. The damn dog comes in here. I'm just kidding.
Spooky.
He's too adorable to yell at. So, yeah, Samhain.
So, how many... I don't really know... Do you know much about Ireland and how their whole thing
worked
out?
I know all about Ireland.
What was the... So, what was, like, the divisive nature of, like, Christianity there?
Oh, yeah. So, you had the Protestants and the Catholics.
Right. Okay.
That's so stupid.
You might get some letters.
My Irish accent's terrible.
Yeah, you really have to... Well, I'm actually bad at accents.
I mean,
I'm trying to do, like, that stupid...
I'm trying to do, like, a leprechaun voice.
All right, so I was about to say something Irish.
Samhain is one of the quarter days in the medieval Gaelic calendar that has been celebrated on October 31st through November 31st in Ireland, Scotland, and the Isle of Man.
Okay.
A kindred festival has been held by the Brittonic Celts called something, Callan Gay. Something Gay.
You didn't have to say it.
It's G-A-E-A-F. Gaeaf.
Gaeaf.
I don't know. It's probably not even close. And so they celebrate this thing in Wales. A name meaning first day of winter.
Oh, that's beautiful. Oh, so...
For the Celts, the day ended and began at sunset. Thus, the festival begins the evening before November 1st by modern reckoning. Samhain is mentioned in some of the earliest Irish literature. The names have been used by historians to refer to Celtic Halloween costumes up until the 19th century and are still the Gaelic and Welsh names for Halloween.
What, Samhain Hayes?
Samhain.
Is Halloween, that's what you're saying to me.
Yeah, those are the names that they have, Gaelic and Welsh names for Halloween.
Okay, interesting. It's not, it doesn't have the same impact as, like,
Halloween. And whatever they called Kaelin Gaef or whatever that was.
Interesting. Okay. Wait, I had a question. Are these cross influences, or are these, like, sprouting in different, like, places? Like, do everybody have, like, the different versions of the same shit without knowing?
No, we're talking specifically about these Gaelic origins. Like, they were talking about the modern customs, like the...
Oh, how it came to be, how it is. Like,
masks and...
Yeah, keep talking about that shit.
And that sort of shit. All right, let's see. Throughout Ireland and Britain, especially in the Celtic-speaking regions, the household festivities included divination rituals and games intended to foretell one's future, especially regarding death and marriage. Apples and nuts were often used, and customs included apple bobbing, nut roasting, scrying.
Scrying, that's my favorite. I love that shit.
As seeing or peeping, in the practice of looking into a suitable medium in the hope of detecting significant messages or visions.
Like a kaleidoscope? Or like looking like through a hole in a wall?
It's pondering your orb, bro.
Oh, okay. So it's like the magic. Like, whoa.
Of mirror gazing. Pouring molten lead. Okay.
These are getting more extreme as we like go on.
It egg whites into water, dream interpretation, and others. Special bonfires were lit, and there were rituals involving them. Their flames, smoke, and ashes were deemed to have protective and cleansing powers. In some places, torches lit from the bonfire were carried sunwise around homes and fields to protect them.
Interesting. From what? Protect them from what? Like the demons?
It is suggested the fires were a kind of imitative or sympathetic magic. They mimicked the sun and held back the decay and darkness of winter.
Oh, that's actually kind of nice. So you get like a less harsh winter, hopefully.
They were also used for divination and to ward off evil spirits.
Oh, so it was the demons. It was always about
the demons. It was always about the demons.
Winter is always coming. Demons. Yeah, it's always demons.
In Scotland, these bonfires and divination games were banned by the church elders in some parishes. Of course, these pagan rituals.
What do they have? What's like the problem? Like,
we're Christians.
What's the problem with other people doing shit? Like, why do you care that there's like this hype bonfire party going on over there, and you're like at home? Like, you don't even go out that night. Like, you just let them do their thing.
Well, that's always what people are doing. People hate fun. There's always a fun police.
There's always somebody.
So
I'm
telling
fun.
You, it's a fun police. You get the fun police no matter where you go. That's what I've learned, is like, there was always some fucking fun police somewhere. Some fucking miserable ass son of a bitch.
Some guy telling you not to do some shit.
That wants to fuck with some kids or skateboarding or having a good time, and they want to come out there and be like, stop skateboarding. Stop.
Get out of here. Yeah. No, it's kids damn, are, it's a sad
or,
fact
or,
of life.
Or rollerblading. How about rollerblading? Let's bring that back. Don't fuck with the kids who are on rollerblades.
During this time, did like... Was there, like, a lot of tension between, like, Christians and pagans? I don't know much about either. But, I know something about Christians. I don't know much about pagans. I thought it was just everybody else who wasn't Christian. But I guess in Ireland, it's, like, every culture that isn't Christian, like I guess.
I don't know what time we're talking about. We're really just talking about, like, what were we talking about here? Like, 19th century.
You said it was, like, a pagan holiday.
Yeah, I mean, this is all, you know, pretty fairly recent. 15th century. I mean, there's
it's
like progress. We've gone, like, the actual origins, like, from when it started to when the modern, you know, what we know. Okay, let's look at the spread to North America.
That's actually what I want to know. Yeah, I'm trying to see, like, when the vibe changed.
All right, so... It was not until after mass Irish and Scottish immigration in the 19th century that Halloween became a major holiday in America.
Interesting.
Most American Halloween traditions were inherited from the Irish and Scots, though in Cajun areas, a nocturnal mass was said in cemeteries on Halloween night. Candles that had been blessed were placed on graves, and families sometimes spent entire nights at the graveyard.
Ooh, the midnight mass kind of thing.
Originally confined to these immigrant communities, it was gradually assimilated into mainstream society and was celebrated coast to coast by people of all social, racial, and religious backgrounds by the early 20th century. Then, through American influence, these Halloween traditions spread through to many other countries by the late 20th and early 21st century, including mainland Europe and some parts of the Far East.
The Far East. How far?
So far.
So far. Australia. So far we've gotten to Australia.
Yeah, we got it. That's pretty far. So, symbols. Want to talk about the symbols?
What, like jack-o'-lanterns and shit?
Yeah.
Pentagrams.
Witches.
How did witches get involved with Halloween?
Burn through the witches. Yeah, dig I thought through we... the ditches. Slam in the back.
Whoa. I'm not with this witch slander.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
No, I've never.
The Rob Zombie song.
Oh, that makes sense.
Dig through the ditches. Burn through the witches. That's what you got to do on Halloween.
I saw a couple witches. We had a good time.
Yeah, so development of artifacts and symbols associated with Halloween formed over time. They didn't just materialize out of nowhere. Thank you, Wikipedia, for, you know, making that clear, because I needed to know that. Got to make sure that...
Yeah, some guy just drew it all up.
Yeah, like, you know...
I mean, that's how...
The lizard overlords that control reality didn't just conjure it 10 years ago and make me believe that I had experienced stuff I hadn't.
Interesting.
Like the movie Dark City. Have you seen that?
No, I haven't. That's
a good one. So back to our movie podcast. So we're going to talk about Dark City. We're going to give my review.
Oh, hell yeah. I'll watch that.
It was made by Alex Proyas.
I've never heard that name. No.
You don't know who Alex Proyas is?
At all.
So we're going to look up Alex Proyas.
Okay, what else
is history of Alex Proyas.
Has he done anything... what's his style? This kind of is giving me like Resident Evil vibes.
All right, we're gonna get into what he's done. Filmography. So, he was the director of The Crow.
Oh, okay, I've seen that.
His next movie was Dark City, of which he was the producer and writer. He also did I, Robot. The Will Smith movie.
Wow, this is a great list so far. He's done really well.
Yeah, and then he did Knowing, the Nicolas Cage movie.
I can't watch them all. I can't watch every fucking movie Nick Cage is in.
Yeah, that one's where he's like has premonitions about all the disasters. That's like got that crazy plane crash.
I wanted to see that trailer though. That was a good cut.
I mean, it's a wild movie. It's kind of crazy. But he didn't write it, so I won't knock him for that because some of that stuff was stupid. But he also did a Gods of Egypt.
Oh, I've seen Gods of Egypt. I actually really liked that when I saw it. When didn't that come out? Like 2016. 2016, okay.
Yeah, see, Gods of Egypt wasn't too bad. But so there you go. Like, that's all he's done. But, you know, he's a solid resume, right?
Yeah,
he hasn't done a lot, but what he's done is pretty quality, I would say. I think though, Dark City kind of got screwed. He got screwed on Dark City because this is why. If you ever do watch it, and I might make you watch it, and just so I can control your viewing
straps
experience,
straps me down into like a chair,
like a fucking a Clockwork Orange, watch the director's cut, because if you watch the
This is the time when I should watch the... Is it shorter or longer? Longer?
I mean, I got a little bit added, but it's not... The reason... This is the main reason, is the different... One of the big differences is at the very beginning of the theatrical version, mm-hmm. Kiefer Sutherland does a voiceover that, like, ruins basically, like, the major twist of the movie.
Wait, like right off the bat?
Yeah, so imagine Star Wars The Empire Strikes Back opens up and there's just a voiceover, or in the opening scroll you just find out that Vader's Luke's father.
Luke going to fight his father. He doesn't know that,
but Vader is his dad. Or something. It just like says it like right there and like...
Well, it's just...
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
so it's,
yeah,
like,
it's damn, like why would you...
Yeah, why... And so it's like, yeah, exactly. Like,
wait, so they take that out? They acknowledge the director's that they fucked
cut,
it up?
In the director's cut, that's not there.
Okay, so you just get to openly experience that was a bad idea. Yeah. I was like, fuck, man, we shouldn't have said that.
Well, yeah, and I think that was because after the fact, they kind of let him have a director's cut where he took that out and got to give you the experience that he wanted
how,
you to have. I wonder
how dumb they thought we were to be like, oh, we didn't get it until you literally told us.
Well, that's the whole thing about it. It was like, this is literally why they put that in there, was because people are too fucking stupid.
Wow, don't put that on people, but yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, I'm not putting that on people. I'm saying
that's what they think about us. Yeah, that's what they think about us. It's like, let's literally just write it out for them. Okay, I'll watch it. I'm interested. Okay.
I'll show you the movie. Because honestly,
that's better, because I don't want to have to fucking
I haven't seen it in a while.
Some fucking...
Yeah, I haven't seen it in a while, and I'm pretty sure I have it on Blu-ray.
Oh, interesting. Nice.
Blu-ray.
I've been thinking about getting more physical copies of shit, because it's just like... I'm so fucking tired of looking for shit. Like, I've literally gone full memberships just to get... Just to watch one movie, because, like, renting it is, like, almost the same price sometimes. It's like, what the fuck kind of deal is this? Like, I had to... I rented, like, some shit, and it's, like, literally for one fucking movie. And, like,
the amount of your paying. Yeah,
yeah,
right.
It's like, fuck.
No, so, Dark City, it's one of those movies where it's like, you know, you're just thrown right into it. You don't know what the fuck's going on. But as you watch it, like, it starts to sort of kind of reveal, like, things are get weirder, and you have to sort of piece it together and be like, huh,
as things go
what the fuck's going on? And yeah, like, and as it goes, I mean, I think it's a pretty cool movie. It's a pretty creepy movie, too. So it's like, if you like horror movies, this is related to Halloween. That's how it's tying back into being relevant. Yeah, Dark City. And so, yeah, and but, like, the reason why I guess Dark City, why I brought that up was because, yeah, just something having to do. If you've seen the movie, you probably know what I'm talking about. How people, they conjure up experiences and memories.
You were saying this because you were fighting with the concepts of whatever the fuck.
The lizard overlords.
Yeah, yeah, you're control fighting reality, against the lizard overlords.
Yeah, we got to expose them somehow. But see, you can't. It's got to be a drip. You can't just like. You can't just hit people with the lizard.
My
the lizard
IV
overlord.
Is getting too full, man. I can't be dripping all this shit into me. Like, it's basically the same. Right? It's like
lizard overlord's too much. You OD.
No, I'm doing like
OD
a drip of lizard overlord. I'm doing like a drip of like. Hopefully Kanye is just not. Hopefully Kanye gets better.
Did you hear like Aaron Carter died?
Aaron Carter died? When?
Today.
Oh. What the fuck? No, I did not hear
and
that.
Yesterday he tweeted, Kanye, let's talk, man to man.
Dang.
And then today he's dead.
Well, I don't think those are related, but... Oh my... Like, I can't say
anything. You don't think they're related?
No, that's all I'm going to say. I don't think they're related. I'm going to leave it be. Kanye's a dangerous person to talk about at the moment. But
I'm not saying anything.
I want the best for him.
I'm not saying anything either way.
I'm talking about Kanye West.
I just think it's interesting.
I want the best for him. And
oh yeah, that's what I'm afraid of is that's going to happen to Kanye.
Don't put that on him, man.
I'm not putting it on him. I'm saying
like,
I'm afraid.
Okay, albums to go.
I'm legitimately afraid.
Damn. Well, it's been a really rough week. Like a lot of shit's happened this week. Like we literally fucking lost like Offset. We lost.
Or Takeoff.
We lost Takeoff. And he was with Offset. And, like, literally, it's like, fuck, this... It's just getting rough out here. Like, dude, we were just, like, about to close out the whole fucking year. And now you can't even go to a fucking... Was it a bowling alley? No, I mean bowling alley is just safe anymore. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Damn, man.
Well... I mean, who knows what happened to Aaron Carter. You know, rest in peace, rest in power, whatever you want to say, however you want to say it. I don't know what his deal was. I'm sure he was, I'm not going to throw judgment at anybody. You know what I mean? It seems like people struggle with all sorts of things, and it's like, it's hard, you know. There's so many mean things, so many people say so many, like, you know, mean fucking things about this shit, it's just like, oof. Like, I don't know. I just don't want to contribute to any of that energy.
No, that's, like, honestly why I don't, like, touch the topic.
Yeah,
it's like,
you know.
I don't want to, like... I'm not trying to, like, sway anybody either way. I just want to put it out there that, like, I want the best for Kanye.
See, people were starting to come out like Kevin Durant.
Yeah.
Because, like, he just
a
was,
lot of
like,
fucking basketball players are getting some shit right
well, see,
now.
Well, see, like, Kevin Durant, he didn't even do anything. And, like, I guess he said something on the court. Or, like, you know, in saying just, like, I just want to play basketball. You know, like, I just want to focus
on
the positivity
yeah.
of working with the team and, like, playing the game, you know, like, it's kind of the sense, I, you know, I'm paraphrasing, but I'm, that's the sense of what I got, he was trying to say, right? Like,
yeah.
Like I need to
but
keep,
it makes sense
keep my
it's
head
like,
mentally, like, where it should be. It's kind of seemed like I'm what just, he was saying. And people are like, why won't you, like, condemn Kyrie? And it's just like, dude, that's his fucking teammate.
It's like why would like it's like why are they trying to get everybody to like fucking snitch on each other?
Just compel like they're just trying to.
It's like they all work together. It's like imagine like some guy from fucking what some guy from like Truist being like, why do you guys still hang out with that Bank of America motherfucker? And then like all these guys they're like hanging out with, like it's like a group of Bank of America guys. It's like they're all together. Like they're all doing their own shit. Like I don't like. It's not that deep is really what it down. You don't need this guy's opinion on it.
Yeah,
if like, you really know what you feel,
what
like, why are you asking this dude?
What do we
like,
want Kevin Durant to say?
Yeah, like, what do you want from him?
He didn't like, do anything. Like, so everyone's,
like, you got to confirm with every person about how they feel about it, like, before you feel confident about how you feel about it, or are you just going to be fine? It's like, okay.
Well, is it just, like, a thing? Like, you just, like, start, like...
Yeah, she's like, probably
going to go
down the list.
Like, kind of wielding over people, like...
Well, it's like the it's like a wrecking
ball.
Well,
what do you think about anti-Semitism? It's just like, look, I'm not like because like imagine like the thing is I guess I'm not saying anything about what Kyrie Irving did.
Well, it just becomes like so it, like it changes like the whole tone. It's like it becomes loaded, like where it's like, oh, this is no longer a conversation because I feel like there's like a motive out of this. It's like it feels like someone just like clicked like the tape recorder kind of shit. It's like, oh, so now you're like you want something out of this. Instead of it just being like what it is.
I do think the media, there is a role that they are playing in it in sort of sensational and making it a bigger thing than it. And because like, look, Kyrie's allowed to share whatever he wants and the league's allowed to suspend him or react in whatever way they want. Right.
Yeah.
Like that. And that's where it ends for me. Like, yeah. You know what I mean?
Well, it really should have just been a private matter. And I think
if the league wants to suspend him, if the ADL wants to come at him, if these are the consequences of what he did, well, then so be it.
Yeah, I'm just not, stand by that. I mean, that's it. Yeah, it's like shit.
What do you? What? Where does this go? Like, what do we? What point is it enough? Has he been reprimanded enough? Like, I don't understand what.
Like, what's the? Yeah, like, why does everybody have to like come at him now? It's like,
and I think people make a valid point. It's just like this is available on Amazon. You know, and there's also the hypocrisy people point out. It's just like, you know, the NBA, you know, with the blinders on to all the shit with China, you know, they have all this money tied up in China and China does all sorts of fucked up authoritarian shit. And not saying that, like, you know, these are comparable things, but it's just like, look, like,
it's just like what we focus on is just stupid sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes
it's like
the
really
outrage
because it's not like no one in
the
situation died. And it's like, why is this beyond the scope of like a NBA? Like, it should be between him and the people he works with, kind of shit. It's like, why are you asking extra players? Like, why are you asking all these people's opinions on the situation? It's like, what do you really want to like? I don't know what the gain is. Like you're not trying to gain understanding. You're not trying to solve anything.
Exactly.
So like, what the fuck is the point of all of this?
That's where I'm going with it. Is like, you know, what's the end goal? Like, are we trying to, you know, like we talk about, like, educate people and that doesn't mean indoctrinate and beat them up and try and fucking,
I
basically force them to do shit.
I have to go soon. I have a movie.
You have a movie? What's your movie?
940. Oh, I'm watching, One Piece. It's a super late movie and I haven't fucking watched One Piece since like fucking 4 years ago and I like barely remember it. But you know, I'm fine getting everything spoiled for me. Like, I just want to see where they're at now. I'll just slowly skip it all. Cause you always have that hope when you watch something that you'll catch up. Like, that was my hope with like Game of Thrones.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
You never like started something. You never seen One Piece?
It's a manga.
Yeah, pretty much. It has it's like the Simpsons like of a fucking anime. They have like thousands and thousands of episodes and shit.
My god.
Yeah, no, they're fucking milking that shit heavy.
I mean, it's probably something
they like
I've
imagine
seen,
like the money they make.
But I just didn't know what the fuck I was watching because I've seen plenty of anime, but I'm not well versed, honestly.
Dude, take some shrooms. You'll become an expert. Subject matter expert.
I can't remember what we were talking about, though.
Well,
we were getting deep into anti-Semitism. No, I mean, obviously, it's like, look, I don't get, like, you know, from the things that Kyrie was saying, like, I just didn't seem like he was fomenting hate and, like, the shit that people were sort of accusing him of doing. But, you know, again, I'm not, like, here to fucking be, like, judge on like, how people are supposed to react here. Like,
and also, I don't care what most people say. Like, I know it's like, oh, we should, like, not let people with platforms say bad things. But it's like, I feel like most people are, I don't know. Like, I don't ever see these things because I don't ever, like, look for them, really. Like, I'm not, like, and I'm, like, a pretty, like, well-rounded person. Like, I've never...
I mean, Amazon hosts the movie.
Well, it's like, also, so I guess
I don't
it's like
understand
a lot of
why
like,
they have... Why people aren't directing some of that energy in Amazon that, like, if obviously if this is like it's if just, you feel like this piece of media
well,
is
but that's
spreading
like more censorship.
A hateful message,
well, it's like,
why don't you petition them to take it down?
Well, it's, I feel like it's kind of like the Huck Finn thing, like where they like took out like the N-word, like you couldn't say it. Well, they stopped, they wanted to like not say it because in class because it had that in it. But it's like, it's in the book. Just, if you're going to read the book, read the book.
It was
it's like
a product of its time.
What are you actually mad about? It's like, what are you actually mad about?
Well, yeah.
Like, what do you, like, it's like, we all get it. Like, I hate that, like, a lot of people assume that, like, people just don't understand, like, what there is to be mad about. We all get it. We do get it. Like, we're not all that dumb. Like,
yeah,
it's
yeah.
Like, just assume that people understand the outrage and just assume that most people can handle it because it's like, it's not well, so
sometimes
deep
hard
some,
comes,
every time. It's not so deep every time.
Sometimes, in order to make progress and advance as
you have
a
to
whole,
have a hard conversation.
We need to have hard conversations, and sometimes that takes understanding where people are coming from. And it's like, so if Kyrie's saying like these are my beliefs and like this is where I'm coming from, I know people are like, well, it's super ignorant and it's like and it's hateful and racist and anti-Semitic and all this stuff. And it's like, well, if that is the case, then you're not going to disabuse Kyrie Irving of his beliefs by jumping on him.
Yeah, you're not going to like make it
and
better
taking
by
everything
like,
away from him, and like you know
he's going to double down.
What is like, that? You know,
like, but it's also it's like it's,
I don't know. You know, if we're actually trying to form an understanding and all progress together, then we need to be able to have hard
have
conversation.
A conversation. And you can also just like leave them alone in their beliefs because like it's like you if you also, truly, I mean, like it's like.
Like I've
some things
like,
just kind of die off. Yeah, it's like
sometimes if people you know can have some really there's people out there that believe all sorts of weird stuff,
and you don't talk to every one of
and
them,
and it doesn't manifest in like sort of a behavior or violence or something that's like necessarily negative. Like they can go out and live their life and be a successful member of society,
like most of the flat earthers.
Yeah,
shout out
well,
to
Jesus.
The,
I mean,
shout
think about how many people that have so many odd beliefs that you know, and people accuse Kyrie of being a flat earther, right? So it's like,
oh, I forgot about all that. I really did forget about
so,
it.
So you know, there's people have all sorts of odd beliefs, and people are you know, oh well, they're just idiots and anti-intellectual, but you know, I don't think it's necessarily that hopeless.
I do think we're getting better about. I think all this pushback is good because I think we're realizing where the limits really are. It's like, because some people...
And to go back to Elon, that's why we need to not suppress things.
So we can understand...
Necessarily bigger things like that. Not necessarily, like, bullshit, like, racial slurs and, like, imitation, you know...
Well, we can get
accounts.
Through all, like, the fuck... Yeah, we can get through all of that fucking gaff and get to, like, the real meat
of
shit.
Yeah, that, exactly. Be able to actually have those tough conversations without them being stifled, you know... It, maybe we might get somewhere. Who knows? But anyway, we gotta go. Kevin's got his One Piece, and so yeah, go find us on the social medias. Go listen to all the other episodes, and go give us 5 stars on iTunes if
and
we're worth it.
We and possibly may be streaming live next time.
Maybe we'll stream. We'll figure it out. We'll do some shit. We're gonna figure it out.
Yeah.
All right, y'all.
Right. See you guys. Sorry for cutting it short.
Apologize to him, Kevin.
To the people.
Apologize to the audience.
I'm sorry, guys.
Good night.